Celebrity perks.
Do you know who I am?
Special treatment.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
Jack wants it all.
People know me.
Kind of a big deal on 103.7 Play.
So, Melissa, as I was saying, I think it's time to start considering plastic surgery.
So you think you could just call a place, you're that special, they're just going to like give it to you?
Yeah. I mean, do you know who I am?
Can't wait to see.
Kind of a big deal. Let me just go ahead.
Riverside Cosmetic Facial Surgery. How can I help you?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin. I'm calling because I need some work done.
Okay, great. What were you interested in?
Well, I know what you're thinking. Why would someone with my looks and my visage need any work done? Even the Mona Lisa gets cracks in it. You know, it's sort of like LeBron James working on his jump shot. You can always get better. That's what I was thinking.
Right. We can all always use improvements. Yeah. What were you thinking of getting done?
Maybe a quick nip, a tuck. I'm starting to notice that my face moves a little too much when I'm talking. I need you to fix that.
Okay.
Obviously, since I won't be paying for this, instead, I could do a before and after poster. It's like he was perfect before, now he's Ryan Gosling after, that sort of thing.
I would be happy to schedule you in a consultation with one of our doctors, but I don't think we give away free surgery, though.
Robin, yeah? I see what's happening. You don't recognize my voice. And that's, well, it's not understandable, but it's a little weird, actually. But it's Jack Lauterbach. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, it's me.
Sir, I don't know who you are.
It's Jack Lauterbach. I was on One Tree Hill, Season 1, Episode 13. I won the Trinity Episcopal 2001 Class Spirit Award. Robin, are you listening? Richmond Mag called me a rising star on the Richmond media scene in 2012. So, obviously, now you know who you're dealing with. I'm kind of a big deal.
Sir, I'm sorry. I do not know who you are still.
Look, Robin, I feel like we've become pretty close. I'm going to be real honest with you. I wear underwear with butt pads currently. Keep that hush-hush, though, because if the paparazzi gets a hold of that gym, they're going to have a field day with it, right? So obviously, you guys giving me butt implants is a more permanent solution. I'm looking for the girth of Kim Kardashian, but not necessarily the width, if you know what I'm saying.
Sir, obviously, this is some sort of joke, so I'm going to hang up now. Thank you.
Well, that was rude.
Wait, do you really wear butt pads?
Hush, I don't want anyone to find out.
We're on the radio.
Mornings with Melissa and Jack on 103.7 Play.